the evening, it'll be clear skies again.
Well, there's a slight chance of showers this afternoon, but right now, kind of the furthest thing from your mind, although this, the way it's gone recently, who knows, right?
Weather can change on a dime here in Wisconsin.
Starbacher back in. Here's the pitch. Change up down low. Ball two, strike two in the top of the fourth inning. Deegan Heiser on for his second inning of work for Plain, coming on in relief for Daniel Yonke. Here's the pitch, foul back. Starbacher got a piece of it. We'll be seeing the Arena franchise, which also has a few players from the River Valley area, and we'll be seeing in Muscadet and Dodgeville down the line. Pitches outside, ball three. 3-2. Kaz again. Richland Center going defunct, so some of their players in Kaz and some here in Plain. Here's the pitch, fouled back, and out of play. Starbacher hanging tough. Plain trying to get something going here. Get back to the dugout. They haven't had a real quick inning. They get a strikeout, though, and the first batter is out on a swing and a miss by Starbacher. First strikeout for Keegan Heiser.
Yeah, Heiser has not been terrible today. He's been throwing the ball well so far in relief. Just two runs they gave up on were most likely errors, and then just some that Ashton just placed well.
Yep, you bet. A couple of errors last inning. Here's the pitch. That one is down, or is it? Nope, called a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. Batted around, did Ashton in the second inning, scoring six times. Here's a little reach toward left field, and it's going to be a line drive base hit for Erickson. Kind of reached out and touched that one, hit it right in front of Griffin Sprecher in the outfield, and there is one on and one away. Cooper Holowinski will be the batter. He has reached on an error and struck out today. Runner at first. Left-handed pitcher, Heiser, ready to go. There's the deal. Runner leaning but not going. It's the ball low.
Yeah, something about left-hand pitchers. When you're a base runner, you got to be careful about that pickoff move he's going to do. Lefty pitchers love to thrive on that.
Here's the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. You're right. And it's very deceptive as a runner, too, because there's at one point where, okay, are they going to the plate or are they coming toward the bag?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You always got to keep your guard, especially when there's a runner at second. That pitcher can just line you up at first.
Here's the pitch. Strike called on the batter. 2-1. Erickson, the runner at first, respecting the left-handed move of Heiser. Just a brief lead over here at first base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two strikes on the batter. Ashton had a little bit more trouble kind of figuring out Deegan Heiser, even though two runs were scored last inning. They did it without a hit. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air to center. That's going to be a base hit. Drops in front of White, and ball comes in. Runners at 1-2 with one away.
Yeah, it looks like the outfielders so far, they're playing really deep, which, don't get me wrong, Ashton's been, like, belting the ball in the first and second inning. That's probably why they've been playing deep. But because the outfielders are playing so deep, Ashton is able to get those small base hits that they've been doing right now in this inning.
Brooks Kelcher, the batter. He has doubled and hit by a pitch. He has scored both times. Runners at 1-2. The pitch is called a strike. Nothing in one. In the top of the fourth inning in Plain. Runners at 1-2. Heiser is set. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. And the count goes to 1-1. Runners get their slight leads out there. Heiser checks the runner at second, who gets back a step. And now here's the pitch. Curveball is going to be popped up. Right field side. Christian Ernest, he makes the call and the grab for out number two. So that'll do it for Kelcher. Back to the top of the order and Keegan Fleshman. And Keegan Heiser's doing a good job of kind of keeping that ball low to this team, isn't he?
Oh, for sure. That last pitch, he threw a curveball. And his curveball is low, but it's got a lot of movement on it. So the batters have to literally, like, lunge at it It's difficult to adjust a slow-moving curveball like that.
Here's a chopper toward third. Stoles down on it and goes to third base on a run. Tags on the bag for the force, and that will do it as they force out Erickson for out number three. Fleshman into a fielder's choice, and that's the first time that Ashton has not scored in an inning here today. No runs, a couple of base hits, and there were no errors. Two left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 10-0. Ashton leading Plain on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new white hazelnut bark coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rahoo dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out there.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Katie fouls one back, leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for Plain. He'll be followed by Logan Morris and Zach Paulus. Katie has one of the three Plain hits so far. Here's the next one. That one is high. One ball and one strike. Wind is blowing out. We've only had one home run today, though, Michael.
Yeah, surprisingly how this wind is blowing. It's surprising how we only got one homer. There was a lot of warning track power, but only one out of the fence.
Now, underneath it, here comes the ball to the right center field gap. It's going to drop in there for Zach Cady. Well, he got under it, but the outfield, again, playing deep for Ashton as well.
Yeah, I think the Ashton outfielders are playing deep because they know how much wind that carry is. Or they're just playing deep. I don't know. But most likely, they're playing it because of the wind, how strong it's been. And because of that, Plain's got a base runner.
Logan Morris, the batter, he hit into a fielder's choice last time. Collier with the pitch, foul back by Logan, 0-1. Runner back at first base, playing with four hits now. Ashton leading it 10-0 since a big start, big six-run second inning. Here's the pitch, there's a strike. Two now on Logan Morris. Outfield straight away in all fields for Ashton. In their green and gold uniforms. 0-2. Here's the pitch. High fly to right field over toward the corner. That ball is going to land in there. Is it foul? Yeah, just foul for Morris. He just missed, Michael.
Oh, he just missed for sure. And those are the worst. It's a really good hit ball. Also, just barely foul. That is the worst. And now you got to try to do it again. But it's a bad feeling.
Morris comes back to get the bat, and he'll be back in. Runner at first base for Plain, Zach Cady off by a couple of paces. Ballwake playing the bag. Here's the pitch. Bounce back to the pitcher. They'll go to second. One. The relay is in time. Double play. It wasn't the most coordinated. Ashton had a couple of bobbles, but they made a couple of strong throws.
Yeah, that was an impressive double play. First ground to the pitcher. The pitcher looked like he threw like a one-hopper to the shortstop, and it looked like they're only going to get one because of that one-hopper little bobble, but somehow they got two. Impressive determination for Ashton to get that double play.
Now here's Zach Paulus. There are two away. Reached base on an error last time. Here's the pitch. Strike call, nothing and one. I want to give a shout-out to the River Valley girls soccer team. Great run in the tournament. They played into the sectional final yesterday and lost in overtime. Here's the pitch. That went outside, one and one. Fell to Eau Claire Regis, McDonald Catholic, and River Valley actually led in that match 3-1 at one point. Gave up a goal in the 20-minute overtime. Pop up on the first base side, and that one is drifting over toward the swimming pool. Nothing in two.
Cool shot.
Yeah.
So I used it like my wiffle ball league I was talking about earlier. They like to say there's a swimming pool out in the back behind the fence. Usually when someone hits a home run, hits the pool, we like to say cool shot.
Did you bring your trunks today?
Actually, no, I did not.
I don't think it's open, though.
Yeah. We could climb the fence.
Well, probably. There's a pitch down low for a ball. Probably not legal.
It's not legal unless it's caught. That's what my friends like to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Might get picked up and then have to explain that to media.
Yeah, that's down low. Yeah, probably not a good idea.
3-2. I don't think I'd fit through that tube into that slide. It's a tube going into the pool. I don't know. Maybe I would.
Maybe.
Wouldn't want to get stuck, though, like Santa in the chimney.
Oh, no.
Here's the pitch. Strike three called, and Paula's caught looking. That'll do it for the Plain A's here in the inning. Didn't start off promising with a base hit, but nothing to show for it. Two strikeouts for Collier today. No runs and a hit and no errors and none left on. We go to inning number five. It's Plain. Ashton leads it 10-0 here on WRCO Radio Sports.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Leading off the fifth for Ashton is Chris Miller. He takes a look at a ball from Keegan Heiser. One ball, no strikes. Miller, then Liam Bellevue and Luke Bolwig for Ashton. Heiser from the windup. There's the pitch, and it's high. Two balls and no strikes. Also a defensive switch. Chase Gilbertson now at first base for Plain. Here's the pitch. That one is up high for a ball. 3-0. I think that is the only change so far. Here's the pitch. There is a strike on the automatic from Keegan Heiser. Three balls and a strike from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Strike two. Full count offering. They'll come back and do it again. 10-0 in favor of the visiting Ashton A's against the Clean A's. Here's the pitch. Popped up, and that one is over for the tent. Look out, everybody. Drops in there safely.
That was a smooth roll to the tent. Looks like that ball was planned to go to the tent.
Might have put a hole in the roof if it would have hit the roof.
Yeah, that would not make sense.
Full count. This one popped up on the infield. Who has it? The catcher over. Pitcher. Nope, they can't locate it. It's going to drop on the first base side. So Miller still alive. This is where my poor old vibe got a dent. And all the years I've been coming to baseball, I've been very lucky. I kind of know where not to park and where to park. And if you turn around, look up the street, there's an antique truck up there. See that? Can you see that antique truck about second from the stop sign? That's where the vibe was. It got hit.
Oh, yeah, Honestly, if you're going to baseball games, you should be aware not park third baseline, first baseline, or nor near the plate.
That's a good two blocks away, though. I thought it was safe, but, nope, got it on the end gate. Here's the pitch, chopped towards short. Loving it there is Jewell, the throw, and they got him. One up, one down as Miller bounces out. That'll bring up Liam Bellevue. Number 17. And maybe the pitcher is going to bat. This is number 7, Ben Collier, who's the opposite side of that third spot. So Collier batting for the first time with one away. Here's the pitch. Bounced over the pitcher's head. Shortstop again at second. Comes up, fires a strike over to Gilbertson for the second out. Jewell, nice play. Two putouts. Short to first, and that'll bring up Luke Ballwig. He'll make his way in. The cell due next here for Ashton, again leading 10-0. Two away in the fifth. This one is down low for a ball. 1-0. Now the Legion seasons and the Babe Ruth youth seasons underway now.
A lot of baseball to be played.
Staying busy. Here's the pitch. That's low. Two balls and no strikes. Busy through probably about mid-July when it starts to wind down.
Oh, yeah. Mid-July usually, it goes from like late May, mid-July. Yeah, it's a very busy time for ball games, for sure.
And then they'll make way for more high school camps and practices then by that point. Football practice. 3-0 pitch. This one shot down the infield and foul just this side of the first base bag. So the batter still alive. Ashton with 2 runs in the first, 6 in the second, 2 in the third. They were held scoreless in the fourth. Here's a bouncer to first. Chase Gilbertson down on it, over to the bag in time. And for the first time this afternoon, Ashton goes 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors. None left on in the fifth. We go to the bottom of 5. Ashton leads it 10-0 over Plain on WRCO and WRCO.com.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Griffin Sprecher leads off in the bottom of the fifth for Plain. Looked at a strike and now swings and misses. Nothing in two. He'll be followed by T.J. Stoltz and Peyton Kasherick, the scheduled hitters. That one is called outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Probably should call and reserve a couple of hot dogs for us at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
1-2, down low for a ball. I don't know if Plains Confession Stand has an app yet where you can order or not. Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. I wish they would have a pre-order system.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, back of my mind, like, if I don't really want this right now, but maybe later. Yeah. Why not there be a pre-order system?
Here's a chopper up the middle in there for a base hit. Griffin Sprecher with a ball that had eyes, and it adds to center field. Single for Sprecher, and now DJ Stoltz, the scheduled hitter. E.J. lined out to the pitcher last time. Will be the batter, adjust the helmet, and will stand in. Runner at first base, getting a bit of a lead. Collier, who has gone the distance on the hill for the Ashton A's, and delivers a ball. One ball and no strikes. Ben Sprecher leads at first base. Here's the pitch, foul back, 1-1. You compare the towns where both teams play ball, Plains got them beat by a lot. Ashton's not very big.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, Ashton, when I go in, I actually been to Ashton once. They don't even have, like, a green sign that says Ashton Incorporated. All it just has the town of Ashton, and it's very small. All I see is basically, like, a ballpark and then some other building. That's pretty much it.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Plains, they got a nice little town. They got some gas stations. They got some nice restaurants here. And
absolutely.
Plus, you got tennis courts, pool, and good old baseball field.
Golf course.
Oh, yep. Golf course, for sure. The golf course. Yeah.
Or the Kramer Companies. Here's a high fly toward right field over into the corner and foul ball. Stoltz stays alive. Runner back to first base. Playing with five hits on the day, but have been shut out through five innings. Ballwick playing the bag at first base. Runner leads slightly. Collier to the plate. DJ bounces this one in front of the plate, and it rolls third base side, foul ball. They'll come back and do it again. DJ Stoltz getting his running in today up down the first base line. So he'll come back and do it again. State baseball getting underway on Monday. Exciting games there. 1-2 offering from Collier coming up. Here's the pitch. And the batter tried to hold his swing, and they're going to appeal it. They say he did not. So strikeout on Stoltz. There is one away. Three strikeouts for Collier. That will bring up Peyton Kasherick, who had a single last time. Got some good games run away tomorrow. Division I quarterfinal action. Runner at second base now after that strikeout. Went to second. Sprecher heads up there. This one fouled off by the batter. Nothing and one. Playing with a man in scoring position. We were hoping to get a local team there to the state. Not too many that are real close locally to us, Michael.
Yeah, most of them, like, around the WRCO area got eliminated in the regionals, including us. But, like, it's just a lot of upsets have been happening this tournament. And that's kind of why baseball has been a really good tournament to watch. Like, you don't know what's really going to happen. And that's just how the sport goes.
Makes it fun. Yeah, if you played a series of best of three or best of five, it'd be a little different, maybe.
Maybe, like, what do college baseball does, like double elimination.
Sure.
I'm in for that.
1-1, the pitch is down low for a ball. 2-1. Throw to second, not in time, and it bounces away, but not far enough for the runner to advance. Part of that is they try to hurry it up and get it done, you know, within a reasonable amount of time toward the end of the school year. And I get that a little bit, but you're right. That would lengthen it out a little bit, but it'd make it fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, I have an idea, too. Like, have it, like, at one site and do, like, multiple games a day. Kind of do, like, college baseball regionals get done, like, 3 or 4 days.
Uh-huh. Fly back of the pitcher caught there by Collier. He turns and looks the runner back at second base. Well, it's the second time today Ben Collier's had to really get out there and protect himself to catch the ball.
Oh, yeah. He's been dealing with a lot of shots there on that pitcher's mound. Credit to him with his reflex. Those are some really good cat-like reflexes.
Cole White, the batter, he grounded out his first time up. Sprecher remains at second, gets a pretty good-sized lead out there. Collier ready. There's the pitch, ripped in the air toward center and caught by the second baseman, Kalcher. Rounding back to pull it in for out number three, and that will do it here in the inning. For Plain, no runs and a hit, no errors, one left aboard. We have completed five here at Plain Ballpark. Ashton continues to lead it, 10-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi, this is Mark Jelenic at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Get the laundry pair that you could use to conquer pet hair like a pro with a Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the extra-large lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill in Richland Center, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill $2.99 or more and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Carson Pacell leads off here for Ashton in the sixth inning. I'll take that back. It's Matt Ballwig. Ballwig into the game now in that spot, so he is going to take a look at strike two. Ballwig in the place of Pacell batting here in the sixth inning. There's the pitch. Changeup is going to be ripped down the line. That is a fair ball opposite way. And moving around the first base bag, Ballwig will hold there. So he is aboard for Ashton with a single. three hits now against Heiser since coming out in relief. Deacon working his third inning of relief work. And the batter will be Darren Ballwig, number 57. He bats for the first time today. Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the batter. Nothing and one. Nothing like that state baseball tournament, though. Folks have a few days, maybe even an afternoon to go up and watch. It's just fun. Great atmosphere. Pitch is back to the screen. The runner's going to hold it first. You had a chance to be up there to watch games, Michael?
I haven't gone to state baseball before, but this past weekend I have gone to state softball before for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and softball is kind of a bit of fun, too. I don't know about as fun as baseball as I hear, but, you know, it's a good time up with softball.
Topper down the line, foul ball, strike two. Well, I would say that softball, because I've been at both, state softball is a lot more crowded.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yep, not as much space there.
Yeah, especially, like, in the semifinals, we're getting into the stadium. Like, they let, like, the fans out and, like, the fans in at the same time, and it is just a mess to get out and in.
Pop up into the dugout of Ashton, both sides giving chase, got as far as they could. No pun intended, or maybe a pun intended. Chase Gilbertson was the closest giving chase. So, staying alive is Ballwig. But lots of excitement, that's for sure. Cuba City lost in yesterday's game, didn't they?
Yeah, they lost it. And it was a really good game until the sixth inning happened. Fall Creek kind of just got a big inning in the sixth.
Pop up behind the catcher who's got it. The pitcher can't make the play. Drops it, and everybody is going to be safe, I believe, as the runner goes to second. Runner at first now for Ashton. And two alive now, and the batter scheduled to be Erickson. Let's see. And I think he's going to bat. All right. Got a couple of batters playing and batting for the first time here in the inning, but this will be Robbie Erickson. He has singled twice, knocked in a run, and scored a run. Runners at one and two for Ashton here in the sixth. The pitch is high. One ball and no strikes. Runners retreat. Heiser is set. Here's the pitch. Change up down low. Two balls and no strikes. There's nothing like it, though, when your team makes that run and people kind of come out of the woodwork and get there. Pitch is down low for a ball, and I think the other thing is you got to really favor when you're there because it just does not happen every year.
No, it doesn't, especially me. I've never been to state in anything, so like seeing like other people. Like, guys, when you get there, you just got to appreciate it because, like, you don't know if you're going to make it there again. Like,
right.
State is one of the most hardest things to come back, especially at the high school level.
Yep, very good. Very good point. And then, you know, you're there. A lot of times it's easy to say, well, we'll be back next year, and that doesn't always materialize.
No, it's very hard. And especially all the rounds you have to get through to get there, it's tough.
Ball four to Erickson loads the bases. Matt Ballwig at third, Darren Ballwig at second, and Robbie Erickson at first. The batter will be Cooper Holowinski. So walk-wise, that is walk number two given up by Keegan Heiser. Here's the pitch. Down low for the ball. He's missing on that curve, which was effective earlier. Three aboard and no one out in the top of the sixth for Ashton this afternoon. Heiser with the ball in the glove. Here's the pitch down low. Two balls and no strikes. Runners retreat to 1, 2, and 3. Heiser working from the stretch. The lefty ready, and here's the pitch. That one above the letters for ball three. Fairly young, playing team out there right now with three players that still currently play high school ball. There's a strike from Holowinski to Holowinski, and it is 3-1 now to the batter. Batter cocks the bat. Here's the pitch. That one backed him away, and it is a ball, and that will push in a run. Coming in is Matt Ballweg with run number 11. Darren Ballweg goes to third. Erickson goes to second. The batter is at first. And let's see. This will be Brooks Kelcher. That is Brooks. He's coming on. Timeout for the plate to be swept off. So I know you had some friends on the Cuba City team. Did you have to do some consoling or anything last night after they lost?
Not a lot, really. I basically gave my talks before and after.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a bit afterwards. Not like straight after.
The pitch is upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Iser back to the belt. The pitch ripped high in the air, left field side, but out of here and foul. One ball and one strike. You lose in the state title game, you still get some hardware, though.
Yeah, silver ball, I know. I was thinking yesterday, silver ball is like one of the most underrated trophies there because everyone thinks, oh, it's a gold ball.
Yep. Pitch rolls wild. Runner trying to score head first, and he will as Heiser tries to tag him, winds up on top of him. Sliding in to score is Darren Ballweg on the wild pitch. And it's 12-0 on the play. Erickson goes to third. Hughes at second. A ball, make that two balls and a strike. No one out here in the sixth inning for Ashton, now leading by 12 runs. Eyes are looking in for the target from Logan Morris. Here's the pitch. Popped up, fouled out of play. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Runners at second and third for Ashton. Iser eyes the runner at second. Now ready to the plate. There's a fastball swung on and fouled out of play by Kelcher. Deep lineup here. A lot of guys in uniform for both teams. Both teams kind of putting players in reserve roles today. Iser in his fourth inning of work here this afternoon. 2-2 offering. That one down low. Full count. Pitch that he was having success with earlier today. He's having a little trouble locating it.
Yeah, it looks like he's located it down low. So the pitch he threw there, that's a good location. 2-2, throwing in the dirt, trying to get him swinging.
Full count. This one popped up. Third base side and out of play. We've been here over the years during the plane celebration, too, which I don't think home talent will have a game here that weekend. It's the week after the end of the regular season. Liz Plain would get on a roll, make the playoffs, and host a game. They do make the playoffs and not a division winner. They'd probably be on the road somewhere. Here's the pitch. This one is high. He walked in. So they're loaded up again. Back to the top of the order, and Keegan Fleshman. We've been here with lots of stuff going on, and UW Marching Band came through the parade, live music, and that's usually the last weekend in July.
Yeah, usually when talents have events like that, it's always just a joy to go in to celebrate the festivities, especially with a lot of events going on. It's always an event.
Kyle Younger is now in to bat for Keegan Fleshman, so he is making his first appearance. Sixth inning, they are loaded up. Still nobody out. Heiser with a pitch. That one is down low for a ball. So 1-1 on Youngers. Chris Miller due next for Ashton in the sixth inning. Two runs across. They've done it with the aid of just one base hit. Heiser to the belt. 1-1 offering is called a strike. 1-2 now to the batter. Youngers works his way back. Iser ready. There's the pitch inside. It nearly hit him. Runner at third base will hold. 2-2. If you're Ashton, there's nobody out. Why risk it? Some people in the stands kind of giving him a hard time. Plus, you've got 12 runs.
yeah, you just gotta play it safe here. Don't risk anything. You got a big lead.
Copper to Stoltz at third, throws to second, got him back to first, not in time. A run will score. That's run number 13 coming in. Erickson scores from third. So Hughes is at third. Gelcher forced out for out number one at second base on a 5-4 put out. And Kyle Youngers at first base on a fielder's choice.
If you're playing, that's a win. I know Ash put a run, but you got an out. That's basically all we need to get here at this point.
Yep, just work to get that. One play at a time. Chris Miller, the batter. Runners at the bookends right now. Here's the pitch. Strike call down the batter. So one ball and one strike to Chris Miller. Egan Heiser working to the seventh batter of the inning. Here's the pitch. Change up again. Low. 2-1. Great weather for the Richland County Dairy Breakfast today. You couldn't have asked for a better day. Even for cleanup time, it's good. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Count is now 3-1. Miller batting in the sixth inning. Eyes are ready to roll. There's the deal. That one is down low. And he walked in. They're going to be loaded up. Hughes at third. Younger is at second. Miller at first. The hitter for seven, Ben Collier. And I believe we're going to have a pitching change. Looks like they're going to go to T.J. Stoltz to throw here in the sixth inning. One away. We'll take timeout. Pitching change here at Plain. 13-0. Ashton in the lead on WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Chinwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chinwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chinwood Electric.
T.J. Stoltz, a new pitcher for Plain, and he'll be working to Ben Collier here. First batter up, and the pitch is down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So for Keegan Heiser, 3 1/3, walks 5, gives up 3 hits, and strikes out 1. Ashton in the lead now has scored a total of 3 runs in the inning. 13-0 leading. Stoltz with the pitch to Collier. That one is down low. Plains pitchers been missing quite a bit at lower zone, outside the zone. 2 balls, no strikes. Stoltz with a pitch. That one is high. 3-0. Zach Paulus now playing third base, moving over after T.J. came on to pitch. Ready to work again. 3-0 offering is called a strike. 3-1. One away in the sixth inning for Ashton. Gold kicks and fires. That one is low. He walked in. Coming across to score will be Hughes. Run number 4 of the game here in the fifth inning. Kyle Younger goes to third. Chris Miller to second. Ben Collier at first base. Ninth man of the inning, Luke Hallweg will bat. And, yeah, got to keep track of the numbers because they've been switching a lot of guys in and out. He's up from the left side. Here's the pitch by Stoltz. Popped up, and it is first base side. Chase Gilbertson says he's got it, and he does. 2-0.
Boy, I thought that ball was going to hop over the fence and kind of hit the table for a moment.
I was about ready to duck there, Michael, to be honest. But it stayed in the ballpark.
Thankfully.
Here is Matt Ballwick batting. There's the pitch. And it is a strike. Nothing in one. Ballwick trying to bat around. 10th batter of the inning. And he swings through and misses. Nothing in two. Stoltz has found the range. The last 3 pitches. Here comes the deal. Swing and a foul back. Stoltz throwing pretty hard. Not easy to come in any time in relief, but especially when you haven't really warmed up that arm since before the game.
Yeah, and coming in with a bases loaded jam just makes things even harder.
2-strike pitch, 3 called, and the Blaine A's get out of it. Stoltz with a nice strikeout, and that will do it in the sixth inning. But Ashton plates a total of 4 runs. They do it with the aid of, it appears, 1 base hit. There was an error in there, and 3 left on. We go to the bottom of inning number 6, 14-0. Ashton leading on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Get the laundry pair that you could use to conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the extra-large lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill in Richland Center, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill $2.99 or more and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Will Jewell leads off, takes a look at a couple of strikes with a new pitcher, Trayden Hughes, for Ashton. Bottom of the sixth is underway. Top of the order for Plain, due up. Here's a pitch chop down the third baseline. Oh, nice play there by Miller. Long throw, and he won't get him. Well, what a play by the third baseman Miller, Mike.
Yeah, heck of a play. I know he didn't get the out, but he kept the ball in the infield. That is a very tough play to make. Props to him for keeping the ball in the infield. And if he does not get that ball, that might have been a double.
Chase Gilbertson will bat now. He's been playing the field. That's in the place of Christian Earnessy, who was in the lineup earlier. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Ben Collier goes five innings, strikes out three, gives him five hits. And here's the real key. Did not walk a batter. That's huge. Here's the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. One and one. They always say walks will kill you, don't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Walks get you out of momentum, pull more base runners on, and you have to worry about them, check on them. Yeah, walks is just not good. It's killer.
1-1, runner going, throw to second, going to be close. They got him again. My goodness, Erickson has thrown out three runners today. They get Will Jewell trying to steal.
Boy, what a performance he has behind the plate. No one is running on him today.
They're not successfully, that's for sure. So he threw out a runner in the second, threw out a runner in the third, and now here in the sixth inning. So three putouts on the day, and he's had a close play at first base as well. I threw out a runner at first, too, I think.
Yeah, so that's four.
Four, yeah.
Wow.
The time is called.
So you can't run on him. You can't get big leads on him. What do you do?
One away, and the runner retired. One and one on the batter, Chase Gilbertson. Chase calls time and stands in. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One and two. Hughes, also a right-hander. Pretty hard-throwing right-hander from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Bases clear. Here's the pitch. Fouled off by Chase. Way to hang. Bounces it on the first base side. Batter up next. Scheduled to be Katie, I believe. We'll see. That holds true. From the windup, here's the pitch to Gilbertson. Caught him looking. That is out number two. So Hughes gets his first strikeout. Coming into bat will be Daniel Yonke. He has been, this is his first time up. Zach Cady singled a couple of times. He's on the other part of the order. And Danny Yonke takes a look at a ball inside. One ball and no strikes. Two away in the sixth inning here in Plain. Hughes from the windup, the pitch. High. Ball two. Two and nothing. Hughes working quickly. Kicks and fires. There's one fought off down the first base line for a strike on the ground. So a new baseball comes out. Those baseballs are pretty hot commodities. You don't want to lose those. Those are pretty expensive these days, aren't they?
Yeah, they kind of are. And you really don't want to lose them. And then they usually have like people who try to get foul balls. And you don't want to lose the foul balls because you run out of balls to play and then just send play. So, yeah, you got to keep those baseballs.
Keep it going. 2-2. There's the pitch inside. Back him away. Now 3-2. To Danny Yonke. He was trying to get back to the dugout here. From the windup, the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No, says the base umpire. So that'll mean Yonke takes a walk. He's the base runner now with two away. And batting will be Isaiah Robinson, number 27, getting his first plate appearance here today for Plain. Takes a look at a strike, nothing in one. Zach Paulus due next. Runner getting a slight lead over at first base. There's the nothing in one pitch, swing and a piece of it, strike two. Look like a changeup there, Michael.
Yeah, curveball, brilliant place curveball he's been using so far. Down in the dirt, back door. Looks like he's gripping that curveball really well. Would not be surprised if he throws it in the dirt now.
Here's the pitch. No, he came right down the middle. And that is strike three, and that'll do it for Plain in the inning. Two strikeouts for the new pitcher, Traydon Hughes. No runs and a hit. No errors and one left on. We go to the seventh. The 10-run rule in hometown baseball happens after the seventh, and right now Ashton is leading 14-0 over Plain on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition. BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Looks like a bit of a lineup change. The main one would be the new pitcher, Logan Morris, out now to pitch for Plain. E.J. Stoltz worked part of an inning in relief. And now coming in to pitch, former catcher Morris delivers a ball outside. Leading off here in the inning is Darren Ballway. One ball, no strikes. Robbie Erickson and Traydon Hughes scheduled for Ashton. There's a swinging strike, and it's 1-1. Morris got him out in front of that. Tough to catch and then go out and pitch a little bit. Same game, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, especially because I hear catchers say the knees, like, always hurt, like, or they always get sore. And then going out to pitch, like, I was standing up. It's a bit of, I would imagine, the transition.
There's a strike to the batter, 1-2. The ball leg. Morris from the windup, the pitch, swing, and a foul back. A little bit with the delivery, too. I think you tend to throw differently. You know, you're in a crouch position to try to come out and throw, and then you're standing up straight pitching later in the game.
Yeah, very wonky.
There's a chopper towards second, picked up by Kasherick, and the throw to first in time. There is one away. That'll bring up Robbie Erickson. Zach Paulus now doing the catching. He's played, this is at least his third position for Plain today. And Caden Plumlee is now in the infield. This one fouled off by the batter. Strike one called. Oh, that really took a big bounce, Michael.
I thought that was going to hop over the fence and hit a car, not going to lie.
It didn't, though, huh?
No, it just hit the fence.
Nothing in one. There's the pitch. High. One ball and one strike. Breeze still blowing out, but not nearly as strong as it was earlier today. A ball and a strike. Here's the pitch from Morris. Changeup hit the center. Going over the center fielder is going to play it on the hop. That's a solid single for the batter. Robbie Erickson with his, let's see, third hit of the day. He's had a big day.
Yeah, Ashton as a whole just had a big day today. Just doing stuff like that. At the beginning of the game, they were hitting balls near the fence, even the home run out left. But ever since that, they just basically just big game. Simple base hit.
Is Traydon Hughes. The pitch, bouncing ball, third base side. Down the line, that's a fair ball. Going to roll to the corner. Here goes Erickson, holding now at second. He'll stop there as it's retrieved in the outfield. So two hits in a row for Ashton in the seventh.
Yeah, my original thought was maybe try to get a three or try to get a double. But yet again, they're up 14-0. Don't really want to risk anything right now.
Brooks Kelcher, the batter. He will stand in today with a double hit by a pitch. Popped out and has walked. He has scored twice. Runners leading at 1-2. Morris to the plate. Change up is fouled back. Out of play. Strike one. Nothing in one. Father's Day next week. You got your dear old dad something yet? Or?
I think I'll probably go all golfing with him next week, probably. Gotta get a tee time, though.
Oh, sure. We ruined the surprise there.